Oh, here we go.
David Cassidy for you.
Oh, here he is. David, good morning. Hey, we're good. We're good. Welcome to the party.
Thank you. Nice to be invited to the party.
It is good to have you on, and we're excited to hear about your Christmas album. But let's roll you back all the way to Partridge Family when you were on the cover of Teen Magazine and a superstar heartthrob.
Yeah, what's that like for you? I mean, I can imagine it's maybe a combination of both excitement and also like, holy crap, what's happening?
Well, if you're talking about what's it like for me, I don't know how to explain it, but I don't know. I didn't live another life.
Yeah.
I lived that life and have been blessed to have a 48-year professional career and having such loyal fans over the years that have supported me either in the theater on Broadway or, you know, buying my records or coming and see me in, you know, in concert or even in Vegas. Some of the production shows I did there, you know, I've been so blessed, and I'm really grateful for it. Without a loyal following, I don't know what I could do, because I don't do, other than creativity, I'm pretty weak.
Yeah, if you had to go be a plumber or something, would you just be totally screwed, probably?
Say that again?
I said if you had to go be a plumber or a chiropractor or something, then you'd be out, right?
Oh no. The first pipe would be busted within 3 minutes. Yeah. No,
I know the feeling, man.
Like, it's an effort for me to screw in a light bulb.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better at it, though. I really am.
Well,
I'm working on it.
Keep trying.
I'm just so grateful for having the career I've had. That, you know, I started when I was 18. As an actor, but I always played music, and I used to play in bad garage bands when I was in high school, you know, like blues bands and stuff.
So did you have a dream of being a rock star who became an actor, or were you an actor first who became a rock star?
Oh, yeah, I was an actor.
Yeah.
I mean, I always played music, and, you know, my father, my mother, music was in my life from the moment I had breath in my body.
Mm.
Everybody in my family played an instrument on my mom's side. And my father was one of the best singers on the planet. You know, a lot of people remember him from the theater. And his first job was on Broadway, as was mine, but his was as a singer.
Oh, wow, okay.
And when I was a kid, we always had music around. Yeah, even in the early days before my mom and dad split up, I can remember music being on constantly.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing thing to have, to do something that you love to do and to be able to do it and have so many people, you know, like what you do and care about the work you do.
Are you still getting all
not many people can say that.
Are you still getting all the squeals and the screaming and everything when you go on stage?
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
Their voices have dropped a knock. That's all. You know?
Sing your songs. I got to go home early.
I'm better than I ever was and I ever have been. I mean, I get that feedback all the time. And, you know, we just went in the studio with my band that I've been touring with for 15 years and playing all over the world. They're like my second family.
Yeah.
And we met up in Chicago and started to carve out the arrangements and recorded it all live. I sang it live. And there's very little overdubs on it. So I hope people... There's a great, great song that I think I'm the only person that ever recorded it. It was written for me by the late, great Tony Romeo, and it's called My Christmas Card to You. It's pretty soulful. I think people will love it.
Yeah, I got a copy of it here.
Those who have heard it.
Yeah. Oh.
And I hope you have an opportunity to play it.
Yeah, we're going to listen to it here in just a moment.
What was it about the Christmas holiday that you wanted to record this album? Is it something like a harken back to a childhood, or is it something you always wanted to do?
Oh, no. I wanted to do something, you know, for decades people have been fans of mine have been asking me, why don't you do a Christmas show? Why don't you do a Christmas album? And I was, you know, I've done an awful lot of other things. And I kind of tucked it away and thought, yeah, someday I'm going to do that.
Right.
And that someday came to me, and the band, I just said, you know, let's get together. A couple of them live in on the West Coast.
Okay.
And a couple of us live in on the East Coast. And we met up because my one of my best friends and my co-producer on all of the tracks lives and has her studio in Chicago. And he does soundtracks for, you know, movies and television and everything else. Okay. But he's a prodigy. And we recorded it all live.
Nice. There's
virtually very little overdubbing.
That's cool.
So if you go to David Cassidy Music or my website, davidcassidy.com, or davidcassidymusic.com. All right.
Or we can send you a letter, or we can come by your house, or whatever we want. So before we let you go, is there can you give us at least one little tidbit from the Partridge Family? Is there any sort of salacious secret that nobody knows that only you know?
That's about it.
You don't want to be on TMZ again, is that what you're saying?
The rest we can't talk about on the radio.
Oh, for the love of it. All right.
Man, I always thought Shirley was a little crazy.
No.
David Cassidy. No. Brand new Christmas album out, David Cassidy Christmas. Thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
You got it.
And I wish you and all your listeners and fans out there just have a great, loving, caring, safe holiday, and just love each other. We could use a little more peace, love, and happiness in the world now.
Amen, David.
Good sentiments, David. Thank you very much.
My Christmas card to you.
What happened there? Was he doing drunk love there?
That was Weepy David. That was Weepy David. That was... Someone had a little Irish coffee this morning, and he got pretty... when I went for... I've only had one life. And it was very, very kind of...
Right there, he sounded like closing time David Cassidy, where he's just saying, I love you guys.
I love you all.
You guys, just be nice.
He started that way, too. I've had a career like that. Like, I love my fans. I love everyone.
All right. God love him. That's David Cassidy.
Tough act to follow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, soulful. Tickle the ivories.